Any views, thoughts, or opinions expressed on the Rejuvenating Health podcast are solely that of the speakers and are intended as such. Please contact your trusted medical practitioner for medical advice. Let's go, girls. Hey, ladies, welcome back to the Rejuvenating Health podcast. I'm Shauna, and as always, I'm here with women's health nurse practitioner Lindsay Van Schoik. And today on the episode, we're going to chat about inflammation, and not just inflammation, but how it affects our hormones, because not a lot of ladies put that correlation together. So that's a good topic we're going to chat about with you ladies today.
Yeah, I think if you go back to 4 episodes ago when we had Angel on, she was a really good example that made me want to think and dive into this topic a little bit more. And the fact that she was getting hormone therapy, right? She was getting testosterone, progesterone, estrogen because she was menopausal, but she was still having all these symptoms of brain fog and low libido and like not being able to remember anything, and not feeling well and not able to get out of bed and joint pain. And, you know, all of those are symptoms of a hormone imbalance, right? Joint pain can be a symptom of the hormone imbalance. It can be a symptom of inflammation, brain fog, like all of them kind of coincide together. But a lot of people think that if they just get hormone replacement therapy, whoa, the world is going to wake up and I'm going to feel amazing the next day. But what they don't understand is if they're not living a healthy lifestyle and they have tons of underlying inflammation, that inflammation affects the receptor cells of those hormones, and you're probably not going to get the full benefit of taking those hormones, right? And I think one of the biggest roadblocks we see in health when we look at our clients is inflammation, right? It can cause slow progress. And we can feel like we're doing everything right and it's still not working, but we have to remember what inflammation is. Inflammation is the response to your body feeling like it's under attack, right? So Shauna doesn't feel good. She's full of inflammation. Her body is under attack from whatever virus that she's having. Her body's response is to send out white blood cells and neutrophils and eosinophils and all these things like soldiers to fight off whatever is going on in your body. If you get a cut, you get inflammation at that site. It's your body trying to heal it, right? So when we're chronically putting these stressors on our body, whether it's food or exercising too hard or toxins in our environment, it's putting a stress on our body, and our body is sending out soldiers to fight off that stress, and that is causing inflammation in our body. So inflammation is a good thing to heal your body, but the problem is that most of us are living under chronic inflammation because we're just not living a healthy lifestyle. We're not sleeping. We're not eating right, all that type of stuff. So those white blood cells are our body's soldier leading to help fight off a cut or whatever. It's when we get that chronic inflammation, that's what can cause lots of issues.
Right. Because that's what sends our body into fight or flight. Right. Yeah. I mean, we're just living in that constant state.
Yeah. Yeah. So like a lot of women come to us and they're worried about their hormones and they want to know if hormone replacement will help them and, you know, all that type of stuff. And hormones are so good and they're used for a wide variety of different health related concerns. But they're not going to fight off our body's natural response to harmful stimulus, right? And our body's natural response to a harmful stimulus is to impact the production and function of our functioning hormones, right? So if you're chronically inflamed, your body's going to produce less hormones. So you can't just go get hormone replacement therapy because you're not living a healthy lifestyle and it's a quick fix and you want to cover it up. Like, you have to figure out what is going on underneath that. And if you're going to get hormone replacement therapy, that inflammation can really affect and interfere how that hormones are playing in your body. So you could go get all these hormones, but if you're not addressing the inflammation, then you're probably not going to get the benefit of it.
Right. Yeah. It's the same as we talk about other things. It's not a magic pill.
Yeah.
You have to still keep your lifestyle in check. Otherwise, it's not going to work how it's supposed to work.
So hormones, we've talked about this before, but they're chemical messengers, essentially, right? Like, a hormone is a chemical messenger. There's sex hormones, there's insulin, there's adrenal hormones, all kinds of different hormones. And those chemical messengers regulate various physiological processes within our body, right? They're produced by our endocrine glands. So thyroid, adrenal, gonads, which are like your testes and ovaries, right? And then those signalers, those hormones travel through the bloodstream and they bind to specific receptors on targeted tissues and they trigger specific responses to maintain overall health. So everything has to be firing on all cylinders, right? Your glands have to be producing those hormones. Those hormones have to be able to travel through your bloodstream. They have to be able to bind to those targets. They have to not all be bound up by our sex hormone binding globulin in order to trigger this specific response so that you feel good and you get this overall health benefit. So it's pretty complicated and you have to have all the right things in place for this to work properly.
Right.
So when we think of hormone therapy, I don't even want to call it replacement anymore, like hormone therapy, right? You're supplementing your body with a specific hormone to address a deficiency. It's normally prescribed testosterone for low libido or estrogen and progesterone to alleviate symptoms of menopause. It's also used for treating thyroid disorder or endocrine disorder. So if you have a certain endocrine disorder, sometimes you have to get cortisol to treat that, right? But when we restore those hormones to their optimal range, a lot of times our quality of life gets a lot better, right? But what happens if you have underlying inflammation? What does it do if you're trying to replace those hormones then? So the inflammation disrupts your delicate balance of hormone production, okay? So when we have a lot of inflammation, we get impaired hormone synthesis. So the inflammation damages the glands responsible for hormone production, and it can lead to reduced hormone synthesis. I think the best thing that people can relate to in this is Hashimoto's, right? Mm. Hashimoto's disease damages your gland, your thyroid gland, and disrupts hormone production. Hashimoto's is a disease of inflammation. It's an autoimmune disease. When you have Hashimoto's, your body is sending soldiers to fight off inflammation in your thyroid gland. We see it a lot in middle age. We see it a lot when people eat certain foods that trigger an inflammatory response, like gluten and processed foods and seed oils and all that type of stuff. So chronic inflammation then disrupts that thyroid from producing TSH. So your TSH levels go whoop, and your thyroid production goes whoop, and you get constipation and fatigue and weight gain and you just feel like dog crap. But it all stemmed from inflammation. A lot of times we see it in menopause because estrogen drops, and when estrogen drops, inflammation goes up.
Wouldn't it too be difficult to, you know, we're saying, I mean, obviously it's not a magic pill. You have to live the proper lifestyle. Well, wouldn't it be hard too for dosage, only because if someone's chronically inflamed and their body's just constantly wacky inside, it's going to be hard to even get the right dosage, I would imagine, to even help them feel better as they could if they were living a proper lifestyle while taking the medication.
Yeah. And that's a lot of times when we see people lose weight and get on a health journey, and we have to really monitor their thyroid function and their dosages, right? And it's a reason why hormone replacement therapy can really impact your thyroid hormones as well, because estrogen is anti-inflammatory.
Yeah.
It also, so it impairs your hormone synthesis, and then inflammation alters your hormone transport. So what is cardiovascular disease? It's inflammation in your arteries, right? If your arteries are clogged, your hormones can't be transported in your bloodstream. So it leads to really irregular distribution and availability of those hormones at your target tissues. I think a lot of people don't think about that, but if you're having a really hard time with blood flow, you're not going to get those hormones in the tissues that are they're needed at.
Yeah. No, I think that's huge. I don't think people think about that a lot.
Yeah. And cardiovascular disease is the number one killer in women. Straight up.
Yeah.
Straight up. So it's really hard for those hormones to get transported. And then inflammation really affects their receptor sensitivity. So inflammatory markers can interfere with hormone receptor sites. So when you have inflammation, you have inflammatory molecules like cytokines, okay? And those cytokines can bind to the receptor sites where the hormones are supposed to go rather than allowing the hormones to go there, right? So it can just literally interfere with it, or it can decrease the sensitivity to hormones, and then your body's just not going to respond well to those hormonal signals, right? So no matter how high we get your estrogen levels or testosterone levels floating around in your blood, if you have chronic inflammation and those receptor sites are able to get that information in, you're not going to get the benefit of those hormones.
Right. Yeah. No, that makes a lot of sense.
But people, I mean, we don't really think about that, right?
Right.
We just don't. And so a lot of times this underlying inflammation is really going to hinder your health goals, right? I don't think when we look at people's thyroid and hormone replacement therapy and stuff like that, like we really look at, okay, does this person have a lot of underlying inflammation, and how might this inflammation affect the hormones that we're giving them, or how might this inflammation be affecting their natural hormones, right? And are they having these symptoms because they have inflammation, or are they having these symptoms because they have a hormone imbalance, right? So like we talked about, like brain fog. Are you having brain fog because of inflammation, or are you having it because of a hormone imbalance? Like inflammation in your brain leads to cognitive impairments. It leads to brain fog and difficulty concentrating. So,
right.
But so does drop in estrogen, right? Low libido, if you're not having good blood flow, you're not going to have a good libido, right? If you don't have a lot of blood flow circulating to your vagina, you're not like...
No.
Or your brain to turn on the signal that you want to have intercourse. Like, you're not going to have good libido. Inflammation causes so much joint pain and muscle pain, right? Like, if your joints and ligaments and tendons are all inflamed, like, you're going to be hurting.
Yeah. And we hear that a lot with the ladies too. Once any of our women that do like the anti-inflammatory, their joints and stuff, it's amazing how quickly they benefit from that.
Yeah. If you have inflammation, it's going to be hard to lose weight. I like just had this conversation with one of my nutrition clients before we got on here. She's like, I'm not losing weight the way I should be. And I'm like, because you're inflamed. Like, you're still eating an inflammatory diet. Like, I still see gluten in your diet. I still see corn. I still see beans. I still see all those things that may be causing inflammation in your diet. And the reason why this happens is because those inflammatory cytokines can really interfere with the metabolic process. And I don't know how many women that we have worked with have said they've tried everything and they can't lose weight. And it's literally because their body is freaking pissed off and inflamed, and those cytokines and all that type of stuff is making it impossible for them to lose weight. And so if we can get their inflammatory response down, oh my gosh, they start losing weight. Like, it's falling off.
Yeah. No, it's amazing. Yeah.
And it, like, not to mention that inflammation, brain causes mood disorders. You're
right. There's so much that goes into it.
Anger and anxiety and depression, like all that could be caused by inflammation. I mean, serotonin, dopamine, all those things are hormones, right? So if you have inflammation and your receptor sites in your brain aren't working properly, you're going to have anxiety and depression and all of those types of different things, right? And, and your skin, like we as women, like, how much money do we put into making our skin look beautiful, right? Inflammation is going to cause acne. It's going to cause premature aging. It's going to cause skin damage. Like, no matter how many moisturizers you get and how many skin products you use, if you have underlying inflammation, your skin is going to be shitty and dry and gross and age.
Right. Yeah. Nothing good comes from inflammation.
Yeah. And it really affects your gut. And how many times have we said that a lot of hormones come from the gut, right? Like, if you have constipation, diarrhea, like, people think of diarrhea as an inflammatory response in the gut, but constipation is too, because it's an inflammatory bowel disease and, you know, all that type of stuff.
Yeah.
But it causes a lot of gut health issues, right? And so, oh my gosh, inflammation's terrible. Like, what do you do about it, right? What do you do? I mean, lifestyle changes, right? Like, you have to sleep, you have to move your body, you have to drink water, and you have to get rid of the shitty foods that are causing inflammation in your body. It's not, it's just like everything else that we talk about. Like, there is no magic pill for living a healthy lifestyle. There's no magic pill for your brain fog, your low libido, your fatigue, your whatever. It's not semaglutide either. Like, it might give you a jump start, but you still can't eat pizza on semaglutide and expect to not be inflamed.
Right. Right. And we see that too. I mean, we've seen people multiple times, many a times, that, you know, are on semaglutide or any of those, and they're not, still not losing weight. And they're like, well, I'm not even losing weight on this. Well, I mean, of course not. Like, there's no magic pill. Like, there's not.
Right, and I see some people in my office too, like, I just don't, like, I feel better with hormones, but like, why don't I feel like as good as everyone else talks about? Well, you weigh 300 pounds. Do you think your body is healthy and not inflamed? And I'm not like being mean at all. But if you're overweight, you're going to be inflamed, and it's going to have a huge response on those hormones. It's going to have huge response on your sex hormone binding globulin. I mean, and then there's so many things that cause inflammation, guys. Like, if your chemicals in the air sometimes, and everybody's body responds differently, right? Like, I don't have any inflammation in my body unless I eat like crap and I have like plugins plugged in. But some people are super sensitive to stuff like that, right? Like,
yeah.
But you can't go down this rabbit hole of removing all the toxins in your house when you're literally ingesting toxins in your body.
Right, right. Yeah. If a lot of people would just take a look at their basic lifestyle choices, there could be so many improvements just with, like you said, sleep, water, food, stress management. Those are all things that people can take approaches, you know, easily off the bat and make changes and feel better.
Yeah, and I mean, if you don't know where to start, like, keep a journal of what you're ingesting, right? Like, I would have talked about this on our group call last night. I'm like, you guys don't really realize what the stuff that you're ingesting, like that swig of ketchup that you're using. Have you looked at the picture of how much sugar is in ketchup? Sugar is inflammatory, right? Like, the bites of your kids' foods that you're eating that have seed oils and sugar and inflammatory stuff in it, like, the corn that you don't think is bad, but it's upsetting your stomach. Like, if you're pooping out whole corn kernels, then it's probably not good for you.
Yeah. Yep. But yeah. But we always are here. So if you ladies ever have any questions, I know we say this pretty much on every podcast, but we mean it. If you have any questions or need any resources, please feel free to reach out. We have everything listed below. Our social media is where you can find us, send us a message, because we would love to help and answer any of your questions or help guide you in the right direction for sure.
And I think it's important to know that you can have all of the knowledge and resources, but sometimes you just need someone to hold your hand and make sure you're not doing that stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I hear a lot of that. Like, I just need to know what's not wrong. I don't need a coach. I'm like, yes, you do, because you need someone to make sure that you're doing the right stuff every single day, because you didn't realize it, but I saw in your picture that you had a corn tortilla and you weren't even thinking about it, right? Or
right.
Like, you need someone to help make sure you're drinking your water, because it's so easy to get sucked into life and not do the things that we should be doing.
Right. Nope. That's so true. And the accountability is just such a huge factor too for a lot of people. And just having someone in your corner who, like you said, if you just like the corn tortilla, that's something so simple and easy that anyone could just miss. But like, that's what we're here for. And so we love to help. So please reach out, ladies, if you need anything, or if you're in the need for a coach, we would love to help you guys out. And if you have missed any of our other episodes, please go back and listen to those. There's a ton of helpful information there. And please leave us a review and a 5-star rating, because that also helps us out a ton. And we will catch you next week.
Bye, ladies.
See ya.